More generally on that point, what do you think of the Young Greens, I think they're called?
Yes.
How are they developing as a youth party?
Been fantastic. Now, they're mainly structured around Queens, which I know we're all kind of proud of the work that's been done, and we're all frustrated because we'd like it to be more kind of spread across Northern Ireland. But it is a problem for most political youth movements that they do tend to be based around universities. But no, fantastic. I mean, if you know, we haven't announced our slate of candidates as of yet, but when we do, what you're going to see is a very young slate of candidates, and a number of them have been come through the QUB Greens. You know, I remember in the early days of my involvement in the party, trying to get students involved in the Green Party to get that set up. Now that we have it, it's just been a great recruiter for us. They're proactive in actually making a difference around the university campus. I mean, I think within 6 months they had recycling bins for the first time in the Students' Union, within 6 months of the QUB Green setting up. So they're making real differences. You know, as well as I say, it's a great sort of almost training ground for people who want to get involved at a more senior level.
Yeah, I think it's very beneficial to have young people in the party and taking perhaps a more senior role, not senior as in holding offices in the party, but getting media coverage. I mean, I think there is this cynicism in Northern Ireland politics that says that main parties don't put forward young candidates because young voters don't vote, and older voters vote, and then a young person can't attract that. But I think that it's great that the Green Party are sort of starting to break that curve, and to some extent Alliance as well, but hopefully that's the direction that we're going to be moving in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, the thing that I noticed was that the Green Party put a lot of faith in me very early on, you know, and it's what I now say, what was said to me is what I now say to a lot of our young members, you know, don't keep asking me, is a Green Party policy. You joined the Green Party because you believe in Green Party principles. Trust yourself a bit more. There's a fair idea if you've joined the Green Party that your ideas are going to fit with ours. I mean, certainly we have the discussion, we have the policy development, but I want to be able to give young people the opportunity to sit in panels like I did from quite a young age and take part in, I took part in a number of all-party youth party discussions, both across Ireland and across the UK. And that really helped me shape my ideas and also to kind of improve my kind of public speaking skills.
And of course it's beneficial that you happen to be, and this isn't confirmed, but I'm going to stick my neck out on the line and say that you are the youngest leader of a party in the UK or in the Republic of Ireland. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
There are further congratulations on text that we've received, especially from Garrett, who's 22 in Northern Ireland, who says, congratulations, Stephen, on your election, and let's see some green changes in Northern Ireland.
I hope so.
So there's certainly the appetite for it there.